Money School, written by Lacey Filipich and read by Lacey Filipich. Did you know you can make your account invisible on your online banking system? Depending on who you bank with, it can be as simple as clicking hide on the account list, or you may have to talk to someone at the bank. Out of sight, out of mind, and therefore less likely to be dipped into. The only way you should be able to get to money in your buffer fund is by going into a branch or having to unhide it to make a transfer. The effort required to get to the money acts as a circuit breaker when the instant gratification urge strikes. In the time it takes you to walk into the bank or log in to unhide your account, you'll have reconsidered your need to spend. Once your account is set up properly, it's time to decide how much you're saving. Step 2, set your ambitious saving rate. How much will you save? This could be a percentage, e.g., I will save 20 cents of every dollar, or an amount, e.g., I will save $100 per week. It's up to you. The numbers are different for everyone. They will relate to how much you earn and how much you spend. For example, Rajesh saves 90% of his $1 million per year after-tax income, leaving $100,000 for spending. He looks like a saving champion, but he's not exactly doing it tough. Boris saves 10% of his $20,000 per year after-tax income, leaving $18,000 for spending. That's less than one-fifth of Rajesh's spending capacity. Boris's $2,000 saving probably takes a lot more effort than Rajesh's $900,000. As you can see, it's hard to give you a blanket answer. I suggest you save as much as you possibly can. Be ambitious with your saving goal. You can always get the money out of your savings account if you really need to, but once it's spent, it's gone forever. If you want guidelines, consider: you don't need a budget first. Most of us habitually spend whatever's in our account. As income increases, so does spending, thanks biochemistry and hedonic adaptation. But if your pay suddenly went down, for example, if you had a 20% pay cut, you'd probably find a way to get by. It might take a while to get used to having less money, but you do grow accustomed to it eventually and life carries on. Save hard at first to simulate that reduced income scenario. You'll quickly see where you're wasting money, what subscriptions you could drop, what luxuries have become normal. These go first. Rather than creating exhaustive budgets with fat built in that will probably be ignored, try the 4Bs method: budget, buy, bank balance, and live with what's left after you've saved. If you cope with a higher goal than you'd have thought possible, it could mean reaching that glorious point of freedom earlier than you'd ever imagined. If not, you still have your savings. Been too ambitious? Really do need to save a little less? Adjust your saving rate. You can always get the savings out of your account if you need to. There's no need to spend the last week of your pay cycle eating tinned food if that's torture. Still want a number? In that case, here are some benchmarks for inspiration. Retirement fund design is often referenced to land on a saving target. When superannuation was conceived in the 1980s, studies showed that saving 12% of your income throughout your entire working life equates to a comparable retirement income to your lifetime average salary.